He spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
What's going on?
In Tucson, Arizona, last Friday, the police chief calls it way, way, way too close of a call. I call it the greatest belt buckle ever.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Cop gets called in for a domestic disturbance. Mm-hmm. Gets to the house, is trying to calm people down, and one of the occupants had a gun. Gun goes off at the officer.
Not cool.
Right mm-hmm. in the belt buckle.
Ooh,
wow.
Stopped it. Guy doesn't even really, he's a little bruised, but otherwise, just the perfect shot and apparently the perfect belt buckle to have.
Yes.
Hey, what, was he wearing the heavyweight championship belt?
That's
exactly.
What I, if he wasn't, I would be now. Be boom.
Well, at first I thought, how big was this belt buckle? Then I remembered we were in the South, so there's a good chance it's good stuff.
It's a prize winning.
Right. You can make fun of the South, but I think I got one of those about every other year for Christmas when I was a kid.
Oh, I did too.
Wait, that means there's photos.
I used to have one with a big J on it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I had the full name, Ken.
Wow.
Oh, see, I thought J had his full name, too.
Oh, I thought you were just...
Nope, just one big letter.
Yeah,
like
that's
a,
what
like
I
a,
thought you meant,
like
too.
A, like okay. a really badly dressed superhero.
Right.
A Florida pet owner says he's being terrorized by his Amazon Echo device, and not because of the device itself, but because his parrot has learned to use it and can turn the light on and off.
That's awesome.
He thought his house was haunted for a while until he realized it was the parrot had learned and was constantly turning the lights on and off.
It's like it's a whole new it's a clapper, right? It's a whole new way to have fun.
That's awesome.
Finally, in Ohio, police say they thought they had a drunk on their hands. They get a phone call from a guy who says, I'm walking back from the police station and there's a pig following me. Now, it does sound a little bit...
Right, yeah, yeah, you've had quite a night, sir.
And, by the way, it's about 1:30, 2 o'clock Saturday morning, so...
Yes.
He was having a good time Friday night.
And he could be insulting the police, depending on how you take it.
That is true.
They actually get there, find out not only is the guy very, very sober, but there actually is a large pig that doesn't want to seem to leave him alone. The officer managed to get the pig in his patrol car. The police did comment on Facebook the irony of a pig in a police car.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Great.
Good.
That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
What?
Let us become part of your Instagram scroll. Star 102.5 FM.